Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 71 degrees now.
We're expecting a high near 75 and rain chances increasing as your Monday progresses.
Well, new numbers regarding the decision not to expand Badger care under the Affordable Care Act may have prevented over $10 million from the federal government entering Sheboygan County to cover health care costs like doctor visits and hospital stays. Kevin Kane with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says this is based on the estimated 1,575 people in the county who cannot get health insurance under Badger care.
Some of them may have been kicked off of the program before. Some of them may have been completely uninsured beforehand and would have gained it for the first time. But we know that these 1,500 people are individuals who should have been covered by the program.
Statewide, the number of people impacted is estimated at 87,000, costing the state $561 million. Kane said some of these people have found health coverage elsewhere, but for many, others have not.
We know that tens of thousands of these individuals have nothing, no access to anything, no access to really affordable coverage because of this whole decision on Badger care.
Governor Scott Walker and Republican legislators decided last year not to increase Badger care coverage for fear of losing federal funding in the future and then having the state government having to cover the costs.
The local wheel tax is making a comeback. At least a couple places in Wisconsin are considering their own tax for each vehicle registered within their boundaries to help pay for road maintenance and repairs. The Chippewa County Board discussed the idea of a wheel tax last week, in part to keep the roads clear of snow. Appleton's Finance Committee endorsed a $20 a year wheel tax last week, and it goes to the Common Council for its consideration. The cities of Milwaukee, Janesville, and Beloit collect annual wheels taxes, along with St. Croix County. The cost, an average of $20 per car.
And of course, City of Sheboygan used to have a wheel tax, but that was allowed to expire several years ago. Well, they weren't acting. The six people who claimed in a Walker TV commercial they got jobs during the Republican governor's term actually did so. That was after the Walker camp refused to identify the workers, and State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate called it a phony ad while wondering if any of the workers' stories were actually true. Well, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said they tracked down all four men and two women in the Walker campaign ad, and they did indeed find jobs in the Milwaukee region. The individuals, their employers, and public records were all used to check them out. Jobs are one of the hot-button issues, of course, in the governor's race, as Walker touts the 100,000-plus jobs created in the past 4 years, while his challenger Mary Burke cites Wisconsin's slower-than-normal job growth.
I think it's an incredible Wisconsin comeback, and it's remarkable to me that Mary Burke seems to be against speaking out against that that comeback. I think in this state, Wisconsin wants a leader who's going to celebrate and help lead the Wisconsin comeback, not criticize it. And I think that's going to be one of the key differences since the election.
In national news, the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson remains a city very much on edge today. Tensions are high after protesters clashed overnight with riot police. The situation isn't being helped much by the release of an independent autopsy performed by one of the nation's leading forensic pathologists. It shows 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot at least six times by a local police officer.
A motorcyclist shot at another vehicle during Milwaukee's morning rush hour this morning. Happened about 7:30 on Highway 41 Expressway near the Miller Park Baseball Stadium, close to I-94. Authorities said some gunshots did not strike the intended driver, but media reports said some other people were hurt, including a man that was seen with a bloody face. An official of Milwaukee's fire department said a privately owned ambulance handled the call. Media reports said the biker was taken into custody, the gun was recovered, the motorcycle was among the pieces of evidence taken away.
On the lighter side of news, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke is undoubtedly warmer today than she was Saturday after taking the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Now, in her YouTube video, Burke noted that she did not take the challenge within 24 hours, as is the case, and when it was first issued to her, so she made a contribution. She challenged three members of the media to also take up the challenge.
But on the tragic side of that story, Rusty, a Massachusetts man at the forefront of the Ice Bucket Challenge campaign raising money for ALS has died. We get the details from Ray Anthony.
Corey Griffin had just celebrated raising $100,000 for Lou Gehrig's disease research when he jumped into a harbor in Nantucket, Massachusetts early Saturday morning. Griffin surfaced but went back under and then could not be revived. A friend says
he was very committed to giving, and he put 100% effort behind it for several different causes.
One was to help close friend Pete Freights, the ALS patient who inspired the Ice Bucket Challenge that has gone viral online. People dump cold water on their heads and then challenge friends to either do it or donate money. From late July to mid-August, the ALS Association has received more than $13 million in donations, seven times more than the same time last year. Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Finally, a California woman is recovering after being kicked in the face by a giraffe at Madison's Henry Vilas Zoo. Police say 24-year-old Amanda Hall of St. Lucius Obispo, California, was visiting the zoo on Saturday when she decided to enter the giraffe exhibit. Hall climbed over a fence and was partially through a second fence when one of the animals approached her. The name is Gus, the 2-year-old, 12-foot giraffe, licked Hall's face and turned and kicked her in the face. Police say Hall received non-life-threatening injuries. She was cited for harassment of zoo animals, which carries a $686 fine.
Why would you go into the cage?
I don't know.
Well, at least her injuries were not, you know, were not life-threatening. How about that forecast?
Well, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 75. Rain chances likely tonight, a low of 62. And rain chances again tomorrow, high of 78.
Right now we're at 72 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time at 12:06.